And we welcome on Mayor Tommy Battle from Huntsville. You bring up how you've kind of changed Huntsville, right? And you say you want to take how you've changed Huntsville and you want to make that vision for the rest of the state,
sure.
Right? My only argument would be look at the advantages maybe you have in Huntsville, right? You got Redstone National, NASA, family members that work up there. I mean, those are great industries that bring in doctors, scientists, probably higher educated people to Huntsville, right? So when we say, what would you do for the state? You know, let's look at the Wiregrass community.
Sure.
How would you take that plan and instill that on the Wiregrass or maybe the people in Alabama who are out here making $30,000, $25,000 a year who say, look, I'm not as educated as maybe the Huntsville tech hub that is North Alabama.
That's a great question. Yeah. About 8 years ago, we changed. We said we're going to change our strategy in industrial recruitment. We're going to go for advanced manufacturing because we don't want to put all our eggs in one basket. We don't want everything to be with Redstone Arsenal. And so we brought in Remington. We brought in GE Aviation. We brought in Polaris. We brought in Toyota Mazda. We brought in Aerojet Rocketdyne Rocket Plant, Blue Origin. All those companies that came in, I mean, they're good-paying advanced manufacturing job. Average job pay is about $40,000 to $50,000 a year, but they're the ones who need the welders, the tool and die guys, the machinists. They're the ones that need the people coming straight out of high school who maybe get a 2-year certification in the schools. And the same thing can be done across the state. Look at us right now in Mobile. You've got Airbus, and we're assembling airplanes down there. And one of the things we've got to go sell to the European Union people, EAS people who own Airbus, is that we're assembling airplanes for 25% to 30% less than they can do it over in the European Union.
Yeah.
And now what would happen if we started actually manufacturing, and we started manufacturing those parts that we're assembling right now? We manufacture the nose piece, or we manufacture the body piece, which is really, you know, corrugated metal, some insulation, and some wiring harnesses.
Don't start talking about what actually holds an airplane together in the sky. Yeah. I'm good.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Danger, Will Robinson. But the interesting thing is, you know, if we started manufacturing, then all of a sudden we've got an aerospace industry that starts manufacturing and assemblage, and we've got it all put together. And every section of the state has that. Dothan has International Beam, where they're doing laminated wood products, which are going to challenge the steel industry. And that will change the whole forestry industry. If we can make that industry grow and move forward, then all of a sudden we've got a huge industry that provides jobs down in the Dothan area.